An atomic bomb uses nuclear fission, a process that splits atoms of certain isotopes, like uranium-235 or plutonium-239, to release a tremendous amount of energy. Here's a simplified breakdown. 1. Fissionable material. The core of the bomb contains fissile material, which can readily undergo fission when struck by neutrons. 2. Chain reaction. A single neutron triggers the fission process, splitting the atom's nucleus and releasing more neutrons. These neutrons can then split other atoms, causing a chain reaction that grows exponentially. 3. Critical mass. For the chain reaction to sustain itself, a minimum amount of fissile material is needed, called the critical mass. Bringing two subcritical masses together quickly or compressing a single subcritical mass can initiate the explosion. There are two main designs for atomic bombs. Gun type, a design similar to a gun, where two subcritical masses of fissile material are fired together at high speed to reach critical mass. Implosion type, uses shaped explosive charges surrounding a subcritical sphere of fissile material. The detonation squeezes the material inwards, increasing its density and causing fission. The chain reaction releases a massive burst of energy in the form of heat, light, and radiation, leading to the devastating effects of an atomic bomb. It's important to remember that atomic bombs are extremely destructive weapons, and their use has devastating consequences.